It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Your morning. Memory verse is taken from Ecclesiastes 12, verses 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Specifically, the morning of a man stands for his youth. In 1 John 2:14, Apostle John said, I have written to you, young ones, because you are strong. The major characteristics of youth is their strength. I know most youths see their youthful days as days to enjoy themselves. This is true according to Ecclesiastes 11:9-10, which says, Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy hearts cheer thee in the days of thy youth. But know thou that for all these things God will bring these into judgment. Note that the above passage also says that youth will account for their seeds they sow later in life. Those that spend their youthful days engaging in all sorts of vices will reap plenty of trouble later in life. In Genesis 49, verse 1-4, when Israel was about to die, he called his children together and began to prophesy about their future. He said concerning Reuben, Mighty Reuben, excellency of strength, but you will not excel. Why did he say this? In Genesis 35:22, Reuben did something that he should not have done, and his father heard about it. Now, when his father was about to die, he told him that he would not excel, even though he was the firstborn. When you read Revelation 7:1-5, you'll be amazed that by the time they were listing the children of Israel who were selected, Reuben was no longer the first. Beloved, if you are young now, meaning that you're less than 30 years old, make good use of your youth. Be careful of the kinds of seeds you sow now, because you will reap their fruits later, and the harvest is always greater than the seed sown. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. 1 John 2:14. The aforementioned passage does not only say that you are strong as a youth, but also that the word of God is to abide in you, and you are to overcome the wicked one. Your youthful days are the days to soak in the word of God like never before. This is the time to memorize as many scriptures as possible. Now is the time to build up your spiritual strength to stand against the devil and overcome him. Use your strength to do a lot for God, because a time will come when you'll discover that being a youth does not last forever. Key point. Dedicate your youth to knowing and serving God without limits.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.